Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Today, Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearsons continue their study on the supernatural wealth transfer. Stay in the Word and be ready to receive God's blessing. Here's Gloria.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Pastor George is back, and he's got some good things for us. We're looking forward to it, George.
Thank you, Gloria. Once again, it's good to be with you.
We enjoy
always enjoy being with you on these broadcasts because we are all waiting for what you're going to say.
And I'm waiting for what you're going to
say.
Okay. And we're going to hear something good.
Well, all of these notes, Gloria, are available on kcm.org. And not just the ones that we're doing here, but all of the other notes that we've done today is 296 in our prosperity study.
Wow.
We're headed for 300. Well, Gloria, we began last week talking about supernatural wealth transfer. And we started with a word from the Lord that Charles Capps gave 40 years ago. It was February 1st, 1978. And in this word that he gave, he was talking about financial inversion.
Yes, I knew.
So let's begin with that again. And we covered so much material last week about supernatural wealth transfer. If you missed any of the broadcast, you can go back again to kcm.org and you can watch them on the archive, and you can get all the information that you need. But today we'll start with this. This is that word
awesome
from the Lord through Charles Capps. Financial inversion shall increase in these days.
So turning upside down.
It's turning upside down, and that financial inversion is increasing. I like Psalm 115 where it says, the Lord is increasing you more and more, and your children. I take it.
I take that too.
It says, for you see, this is the Lord speaking, it is my desire to move in the realm of your financial prosperity. I receive that too.
What now, what is that? That is the word that
That's
came.
The word through Charles Capps.
Yeah, I see it. Praise God.
And it says, but release me. And you could really say there, Gloria, we have to release our faith.
That's right.
We've got to release our faith.
You can't tie up the will of God with bad words, bad confession.
That's exactly
unbelief,
right.
In other words.
Right. Yeah.
You've got to speak words of faith.
You have to speak words of faith.
We're going to release Him.
So we release the Lord, as He says here, release me that I may come in your behalf and move in your behalf. The Lord wants to move in our behalf.
Yes, He does.
For yes, there shall be in this hour, financial distress here and there. The economy shall go up and it'll go down. But those that learn to walk in the Word, they shall see the prosperity of the Word come forth in this hour in a way that has not been seen by men in days past.
Praise God.
Oh, Gloria,
you
could just stop with just about every sentence here and go through this and just listen to what the Lord is saying to us. The economy goes up and down. We've seen it take place. We've seen it happen. But in the kingdom of God, we thrive all the time.
That's right.
We don't fluctuate with the ups and downs of the economy, the natural economy. We are in the kingdom economy.
That's because of the blessing.
Yes, ma'am. We are blessed.
Hallelujah.
Blessed. We're blessed in the city.
The curse is out there all the time.
It is. It
but
is.
The blessing is greater than the curse.
The blessing is greater than the curse.
Hallelujah.
That's simple, but that's true. That's it right there.
I like it.
So we receive that. We believe that.
Yes, it is.
It says, yes, there is coming a financial inversion in the world system. It has been held in reservoirs of wicked men for days on end. But the end is nigh. Now, again, you look at this, Gloria, that was 1978 that he was telling this.
Wow.
And he was saying back then, the end is nigh, so we must be in that end time. Those reservoirs shall be tapped and shall be drained into the gospel of Jesus Christ. It shall be done, saith the Lord. The reservoirs. What is a reservoir? It is a place where anything is collected in great amount.
Like a storage area.
Like a storage area, yeah.
Reservoirs.
Yep.
A lot of times we'll have a big dam on one side of them.
Yep.
And the water will be filled up to hundreds of feet.
Yep.
Think about it.
It's full.
And when dam were to break.
Yeah. It would just flood.
It would be uncontainable.
That's right. It would be uncontainable.
It would be a flood.
Yeah, it would be.
Not a trickle. What? Not a river, not a trickle.
Not a stream.
I can't get it right. What is it, Pastor?
not a trickle, not a stream, not a river, but a flood. It's flood stage.
Hallelujah.
It's flood stage.
In our finances.
Well, the tapping of the reservoirs of supply, it says, it shall be done in the time allotted, and so shall it be that the word of the Lord shall come to pass, that the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. And as Gloria pointed out last week, the just is anyone who is born again.
That's right.
The just, that we've been made in Christ the righteousness of God. And it's nothing we had to earn. It's nothing we had to work for, but it has been conferred upon us.
That's right.
And so the wealth of the sinner, just
now,
like...
think about...
Yeah.
Let's see. I think one time we were at Hoover Dam.
Mm-hmm.
In our exports.
In your bike travels?
Yeah. It was this big dam.
Yeah.
Water just piled up on one side of it, and then maybe a little trickle, you know, overrun.
Yeah.
Coming out the
top. Yeah, yeah.
Think about our finances that way, George.
Oh, Gloria. I'm picturing it right now.
You know, we could receive all of the return at one time, that where people have sown and believed God and they've stood on the Scripture.
Yes, yes.
Maybe that thing's been stopped for one, the flood's been stopped for one reason or the other.
Yeah.
Whew.
Oh, I see it.
Glory
I see it, Gloria.
But now, it'll open up to you, and there, just see it, like, flowing in.
Oh, it's flowing in. And it flows in through the hundredfold return.
Yeah.
It flows in through the harvest that we receive, and it flows in through the supernatural wealth transfer.
And all of that requires faith.
It does. You have to be in a place of believing God for this, mm-hmm. and not think, well, that can't happen to me, or that won't.
Yeah,
Yeah, too good to be true. but it is good, and it is the goodness
hallelujah.
Of God that He does that.
Yes.
So we looked last week, Gloria, at several different examples of the wealth of the wicked that's laid up for the just, and we're continuing on in our study of this. And so if you go to page 2 there,
This prophecy says it, doesn't it? It just says
it. Really does. It really does. It sums up exactly what we should be walking in and what the Lord has for us to be walking in. And so today, we're going to take a look at this, the transfer of wealth from the Egyptians to the children of God. And that's where the title of this came from. We call this Get It to Go.
Get it to go.
Get it to go. You know, when you go into, you know, you call a restaurant.
Yeah.
And so often in these days, Terry and I.
Did we come up with that title?
Get it to go. That was you. That was you.
Oh, I can't.
And I thought, well, I'm going with that.
Okay.
But you know, when you call a restaurant, Terry and I, in these latter days that we are in, we will be working out here at the office sometimes until 8 o'clock at night. And we're driving home, and she'll say, well, what do you want to do for dinner? Which usually means, I ain't cooking.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll call a restaurant or something near us, and they'll say, are you going to eat here, or is it to go? So we'll say, we're going to get it to go.
Yeah.
So we go to the restaurant, we pay for our meal, and we take it.
Get it to
we
go.
Take it.
We get it to
and
go.
That's exactly what happened with the children of Israel.
Amen.
This prime example, and Gloria, all of our scriptures are written here, so we've got them right before us. But
awesome.
There's a prime example of massive wealth transfer in Exodus chapter 12 and Exodus chapter 2. And let me just summarize it here. The Egyptians gave their wealth to the children of Israel on the way out of Egypt. They came out with silver and gold.
They did, loaded.
And the Egyptian says, take it and go and get out of our sight.
There you are. Take it and
take
go.
And get it to go. So let's look at this one here.
Now, what verse of my notes here says, get it, take it to go? I like
that. That one, I believe, is Exodus. I think it's the one we're about to read here, Exodus chapter 3. Let's look at that.
Okay.
In the Amplified. And Gloria, would you read that for me, the Amplified of Exodus 3:20?
So I will stretch out my hand. Well, the Egyptians said, take it and go and get out of our sight. They didn't want any more of them.
No, get out. Get out.
So I will stretch out my hand, the Lord says, and smite Egypt with all my wonders, which I will do in it. And after that, he will let you go.
Mm-hmm.
And I will give this people favor and respect in the sight of the Egyptians. In other words, the Lord said, I'm taking over.
Yeah, oh, that's
They're
right. That's
good. They're going to do what I say.
That's good, yeah.
That's what's happening.
Yeah, that's what's happening.
And it shall be that when you go, you shall not go empty-handed, but every woman shall solicit of her neighbor and of her that may be residing at the house,
mm-hmm.
jewels, articles of silver and gold, and garments, which you shall put on your sons and daughters, and you shall strip the Egyptians of belongings due to you. In other words, they're mm-hmm. just getting back what
yeah.
belonged to
what
them.
What belonged to them.
Yeah.
So this was a supernatural wealth transfer.
Mm-hmm, it sure was.
This was taking from the Egyptians what belonged to the children of Israel.
Yeah.
And then in Exodus chapter 12, in the Amplified, it says, the Israelites did according to the word of Moses, and they urgently asked of the Egyptians jewels. Now, the word ask there, I looked that up one time, and it really means demand.
Demand.
It was a demand that they were making.
Yeah.
Faith makes demands. The faith
yeah.
demand on what rightfully belongs to it. Gloria,
yeah.
there's an aggressiveness about
faith. And
that's
faith. True, whether it's your money or your health.
Health or whatever it is.
Yeah.
There's a demand that we make, a faith demand on what belongs to us. And it pleases the Lord for us to make that faith demand. Faith is not a weak word. It is a strong word. It is a forward-moving force, the force of faith.
The Bible says, believe you receive when you pray.
Yep.
Well, that word, as we've taught before,
right.
that word receive means take it.
To take it.
So it's up to us to take. He's offered it. We have it in the Word. He's offered it. And now we take it.
Right. So
I take it.
They urgently, it wasn't really asking them, they were demanding.
That's right.
They were demanding what rightfully belonged to them.
That's right.
And that's what we have to do. We have benefits. We have covenant benefits that belong to us, and we have to make a demand on that. We're not trying to get it from God, but we're getting it out of the realm of the Spirit
that's
and bringing
right.
it into the realm of the natural.
Mm-hmm.
And we make that demand. Well, that's what they did. They urgently demanded of the Egyptians jewels of silver and of gold and of clothing. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians so that they gave them what they asked. And they stripped the Egyptians of those things. Look at a couple of the translations.
I think the fear of God came on them.
I believe so. I believe you're right. And Gloria, we have to remember that this is a pattern for us. In the New Testament, everything in the Old Testament is a pattern. It's a pattern for us to follow. And so the Lord is saying to us, the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. So this is a pattern for us to follow. We are making demand, or we are tapping the reservoirs that have been stored up of all of the wealth that the wicked have held for all this time. And the Lord is saying, take it, drain it.
Yeah.
Pull it into the kingdom of God.
Praise God.
So one of the translations of this.
I like that message. They picked those Egyptians
clean. Yeah, they
clean.
Picked them clean.
That's something, isn't it?
Well, yeah. They picked them clean. another one.
They had that word to do it.
Another one here in the NIV. They plundered the Egyptians.
Yeah.
Well, see, we are plundering Satan's kingdom of the things that he has stolen
That's
from
right.
us.
He's the thief.
The things that have been hidden for the ages, we are having them revealed to us.
The Scripture says he came to kill, steal,
yeah.
and destroy.
Yeah.
We can't let him do that.
We can't let him do it. Jesus came to what? Give us life.
And that more?
That more abundantly.
Amen.
Abundantly.
Yeah.
So we have the right and the responsibility to tap into this, just like the children of Israel did. I like this in Psalm 105:37. He brought Israel forth also with silver and gold. Now look at this, Gloria. There was not one feeble
not
among
one
their
feeble.
Tribes. Not one. Now.
And apparently not one broke.
Not one broke either. No. Well, if you look at this, I did a study on this. And look at the word feeble in the Hebrew. One of the definitions says, there was not one pauper among their tribes.
Oh, is that right?
That's what the Hebrew says, not one pauper. So I looked up what a pauper was. And a pauper is someone who is extremely poor. They're a person without any means of support whatsoever. Another definition of that word, pauper, a destitute person who depends on aid from public welfare funds or charity.
They had no support.
They had no support. And they had depend on aid from somebody else. So here in the Hebrew it's saying there was not one pauper among their tribes.
Now what? I'm looking for that in the notes here. What verse is that?
Number 4, and that's 4a.
Yeah, I see it.
Yeah.
Feeble is pauper. I mean,
feeble,
pauper
yeah.
is what?
A feeble person is a pauper, and a pauper one, extremely poor. And it says in the, so you could say there was not one pauper among their tribes, not one poor person among their tribes. When they left Egypt, they left Egypt rich.
They were loaded.
They left loaded. Yep. And in a moment here, the Tehillim commentary, I'm going to read to you a couple of things from this.
Good.
But I take issue with Cecil B. DeMille's film, The Ten Commandments. Now there's, I appreciate him first of all for making that film. He made biblical films in his career. There was something about Cecil B. DeMille that the Lord was really drawing on him to make these biblical films. And if you watch The Ten Commandments, it really gave people back in the 50s the first Technicolor picture of what that may have looked like.
Yeah.
With the children of Israel. But
powerful.
Here's the thing that I take issue with. When they were leaving Egypt, they were carrying people on stretchers. There were people that just had a few belongings.
Well, that's more dramatic.
That's much more dramatic. But it wasn't true. See, had he read these scriptures, and it talked about how when they left, they were not poor. When they left, they had stripped the Egyptians yeah. clean. And so I was reading this Tehillim commentary, and I know that you read that as well.
Yes,
Billy
I like
reads
that.
It, Kenneth reads it. It's really interesting to me to see how the Jews look at things. It always fascinates me how they view life.
Well, they look at things through a Bible background.
They really do. They really
through
do.
An Old Testament background. I mean that. It's education.
It is.
I enjoy it.
And Terry and I, we spent a lot of time around different Jewish people and rabbis here just a couple of weeks ago.
See, well, they've heard this all their lives. We're just now getting hold of it.
We're just getting hold of it. And it's fascinating. Terry and I had the opportunity a few weeks ago because we, the church and ministry, the back when there was Hurricane Irma and Harvey, The Jewish friends that we have over in Dallas contacted us and they said, can you help us get kosher meals to all of our Jewish communities in Houston? So Gloria, we sent in excess, the ministry and the church sent in excess. We bought the kosher meals and we got the trucks to be able to haul it down there, the refrigerated trucks.
Yeah.
We sent in excess of 10,000 kosher meals to Houston, to the Jewish communities. Well,
what a blessing to be able to do that.
What a blessing to bless Israel.
Yeah.
Well, they invited us to come over. They wanted to thank us, and they invited us over, and we sat down at a meal, and there were several rabbis around us, and they just started talking about life and things that they've been taught and learned, and it's so fascinating.
Oh. Wow.
It's so fascinating to me. I'll tell you one thing before you get into this. I'll tell you one thing that I read in the Tehillim, talking about the manna that came down from heaven. And they were talking about this manna, and they were talking about how God was so good that whatever the Israelites imagined that bread would taste like, it would taste like that.
Is that
if they wanted it to taste like sweet cream, it would taste like sweet cream. If they wanted it to taste like a fruit or something like that, it would taste like that fruit.
I want you to tell me where that is.
I have that. I'll get that for you. It's fascinating. And can you imagine, Gloria? Can you imagine a piece of...
I think that's just wonderful.
Taking a piece of bread and saying, I want this piece, this bread, this manna to taste like cookies and cream, ice cream.
They didn't know ice cream.
So they have a way of looking at things. Now listen to this. This is the Tehillim commentary on what we just read about the Egyptians. It says, Rabbi Eleazar the Great taught, the lowliest among the children of Israel brought 90 asses laden with silver and gold when he left Egypt. Isn't that interesting?
Now, let me see. Is that saying the poorest of the children of
the
Israel?
The poorest of the children of Israel
had plenty.
Had plenty.
In other words,
they had plenty.
They were laden down with silver and gold.
Yep.
The lowliest.
The lowliest.
My word.
It goes on to say, the feeble man is one who became impoverished and stumbled from his original financial level. No Jew who left Egypt could be described as a pauper because all were enriched by the booty of their oppressors.
That is so awful.
That's how they came out. And then it says, a pauper is a man whose health had deteriorated to the point that he stumbles unless he uses a cane. When the Jews left Egypt, a miracle occurred. Not a single person amongst them was sick or debilitated.
Praise
Isn't
God.
That exciting? So when they came out, Gloria, they came out with a wealth transfer. And we'll finish up with this. They came out...
You got to read this last line.
Oh, Psalm 105:37 in the Message. He led Israel out, their
arms
filled with loot.
Filled with loot. Hallelujah. Isn't that powerful?
So that belongs to us.
That's
is ours. That is ours. Say this after me. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Supernatural wealth transfer.
Supernatural wealth transfer.
Is mine.
Is mine.
I am not a pauper.
I am not a pauper.
I am prosperous.
I am prosperous.
In Jesus' name.
I am blessed.
I am blessed.
In Jesus'
Hallelujah.
Name.
Hallelujah.
That is awesome. Isn't that good? We'll be right back.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And remember, Jesus is Lord.